This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you on board. Do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. And you know what? Some of the stories that I do and the emails you guys send me, like, look, I appreciate the emails that you send later, but if you send them during the show, I don't want to rehash things I've already talked about. I'm not interested in doing that. Right? I mean, you're like that too. I understand. All right, couple of quick things before I get into this. A governor who says that they can force transgender bathroom policies on churches. Now, remember, we've been told by the left this would never happen. The churches would never be infringed upon. They'd be able to live out what they believe. I can't find it. Can somebody send me a Dem dictionary? No, not a Dem dictionary. A Dem dictionary. I love that. Because then maybe I'd have a clue. Right now, I have no clue. So, I walked into a Republican headquarters today, a little office. And the guy's looking at me going, what are we going to do? Trump may be in trouble. I'm going, Trump, why do you say this? Why do you do this? Look, take the names out. How about candidate A, candidate B? How about the Republican candidate, the Democrat candidate? The Democrat candidate spent $150 million to beat down, to run commercials, to pound on Donald Trump, and he keeps going up in the numbers. Now, I realize that technically he's not going up, she's coming down. But those other votes are going to go somewhere, right? I believe a lot of people won't tell you who they're going to vote for. I think a lot of people are lying on those calls when they get them. But she had almost a 10-point lead after the DNC. Did she not? Now, come on, I don't even need to take my shoes off for that. My fingers can count that high. So when you take that into consideration, and now we're down to what, 1.5 points, which is a statistical dead heat, and in some places he's up on her. You think about it. She did the same thing. She has got to be having a little tizzy fit right now, don't you think? I would be if I was her. She was way up on Bernie, and then as time went on, she started to lose her. She started to lose it with Bernie. Same thing's happening with Trump. I'm good with that. It's not a problem for me. All right. I hate these stories. Don't I hate these stories? Because they always come out of Looneyville, known as Massachusetts, where I grew up. I don't remember this. I had asked my dad the other day. He was on medication for shoulder surgery, so I don't know if he told me the truth. But I don't think Massachusetts was always like this. Maybe they were. Maybe I didn't know it. I mean, I always remember growing up in a patriotic environment. You know, what is it? What's the mom, apple pie, and the American flag? I remember how patriotic my friends around me were. I remember talking about all this stuff and growing up around it. Come on, guys. I grew up 2.5 blocks from the Old North Church. I was 8 blocks from Paul Revere's house. I was walking distance on a regular basis to cemeteries where, where actual, you know, battles took place. We were surrounded. I was surrounded by history. You get a feel for what these guys, I ran around on the USS Constitution. Yes, I did. I snuck on the Constitution. With all due respect, you know, I used to think there was girly boys because of the uniforms that they were. If you go back to look at the uniforms they had in those days, the Navy officers did. Anyway, I grew up all around that. So I was like, yeah, Massachusetts, Patriots, you know, yeah, they got it. They got it down. I don't know what happened to these people. All those people I grew up with, they must have taken them out one day and brought in a whole bunch of other people the next. But the governor of Massachusetts says that he can force transgender bathroom policies on churches. Now, under a Massachusetts Civil Rights Agency interpretation of a new anti-discrimination law, churches can be forced to let biological males who identify as transgender women use the women's bathroom. Recently passed legislation amended the state's anti-discrimination law to include protection for gender identity, and that'll take effect on October 1st. So, I wonder if I can I get, you know, every once in a while, I got to go to the bathroom really bad. And I'm at a place where, you know, some guy's in there taking a bath, I think. And I use the women's room. Does that make me, like, you know, a bad person? So this law will take effect on October 1st. Now, the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination, and this is where these laws get really tore up. They really get to hit the people that don't want them. Here's what happens is now this gets to be interpreted by an agency. We know how often they get that right. And the agency is going to have the ability to call out the churches as being discriminatory. So the anti-discrimination group says, which enforces the state's anti-discrimination laws, no kidding, right? Recently published a gender identity guidance that lays out what will be legally required of employees, agents, and places of public accommodation. Now, the guidance was published September 1st, but has gone unreported by the media until now. And they say that the version that's online is the final one. If you want to hear it, I'm going to have to wait till the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. To the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to welcome Jason from Brandon, Mississippi. Always a pleasure to have people from all over the country. And I want you to comment. I want you to keep commenting. I don't want you to stop commenting. Whether we're on the same page or not, I'm obviously on the same page as a lot of you, but there are some out there that come at it a little differently. But I want the input. Really appreciate the input. But I'll tell you what. Where are you people in Massachusetts? What is going on with you people? Go to therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Billion things you can do over there. Got some great writers up on the site. Feel free to read the stories, right? And then comment on them. They love comments. from you guys up on the again up on the realside.com. We're talking about my you know, it's one of those things where you don't want to admit to it, but yeah, I don't have much of a choice. State of Massachusetts. And that's where, hey, the state that brought you Dukakis. Remember him? Oh, God bless America. You know, that state, you talk about, my dad loves to talk about this stuff. He goes, Joey, think about something. Yeah, he calls me Joey. Think about something. He, the last three speakers of the House in the state of Massachusetts were indicted. Right? Well, and what do you get indicted for? I mean, think about the things you have to do. And they still get voted in. The Dems still have such a stronghold. You couldn't. We wouldn't want Republican representation there now, would we? Maybe, just maybe, they wouldn't get indicted and be able to serve out the whole term. What do you think? I know. It's wishful thinking. What do you want from me? So Massachusetts has decided that freedom of religion doesn't exist. Think about where all this started in New England. Think about what they went through in the early days. Think about who landed at Plymouth Rock and why did they land there? Do you see the irony in all this? We've come full circle. We're done. Anyhow, the governor has decided that they should be able to force churches to allow transgenders to use their bathrooms. Now, here's the problem with this. If their scripture is against it, if their core belief system is against it, how do you force them to do it? Do you think they've... I wonder if they'll enforce that at a mosque. I'm just saying. Beginning October 1st, the guidance notes, and I pulled them up, there's a lot. It says that all persons, regardless of gender identity, shall have the right to full and equal accommodations, advantages, facilities, and privileges of any place of public accommodation. The guidance notes that Massachusetts law defines public accommodation as any place, whether licensed or unlicensed, which is open to and accepts or solicits the patronage of the general public. That is, restaurants and hotels, for example, are generally considered public accommodations. Violators of the law face up to 1 year in jail. The guidance notes that any place of public accommodations that lawfully separates access to a place or portion thereof based on the person's sex shall grant admission to that place and the full and, you know, here's the problem. Is a church really, and I want to just throw this out there. Is a church really a public place? And when I say that, most people that go to a church, you know, they're members there at the church. They go to that church on a regular basis. They're there for a particular reason. They have a belief system. So the government's now coming and saying, we know what you believe. So when does this go further? When do they come in? I know some of you get nuts at me when I do this. I'm not a conspiracy guy. But think about it. It starts in small chunks, people. Right now you're telling me I can't use or I can't keep a transgender from using a bathroom with their birth gender. I have to allow them to do pretty much anything they want to do, even though my foundational religious belief is against it. So when does that come around to, I'm sorry, Pastor Frank or Rabbi Jones, you can no longer teach that same-sex marriage is wrong. That's a hate crime. That's hate speech. You can't do that. You know, I'm sorry, Pastor Jones. We're no longer calling people boys and girls, men and women, male and female, he and she. That's a hate crime. You make people feel bad. You have to look it up. We did a story a couple of months ago about a teacher on a Catholic campus in Los Angeles. She's being investigated for hate crimes right now. Why? Because in casual conversation, are you with me here? In casual conversation with some students, one of the students asked her, so where is your, what's your feeling on, what do you think about same-sex marriage? What is a marriage? And she said, I take the biblical view of marriage, that a marriage is between a man and a woman. And some of you who missed the first hour, Xander Gibb was on. He's an openly gay talk show host. And he has been ostracized by his own community because he says the same thing. He doesn't believe in quote-unquote marriage equality, because that's not really what it is. He believes that marriage is sacred and it should be between a man and a woman. Period. So we keep letting them get away with these little things. They get these little wins. Somebody has to get in there and fight this, and fight this hard. Anyway, goes on to say that the guidance notes that any place of public accommodation that lawfully separates access to a place or portion thereof based on a person's sex shall grant admission to that place and the full enjoyment of that place or portion thereof consistent with the person's gender identity. We now have a new law in California that's going to be implemented here shortly. It's going to force us to take a student's word for what they are. So if a student, it's okay, and they're going to start teaching this in 5th, 6th, and 7th grade here in California. Because, you know, it's not because we should have more people, that more kids being graduated properly with a full range of knowledge. No, we need to make sure that they understand that if they decide that they say that they are a girl today, then that's what they are. If they simply say they were male today, that's what they are. We've got all this craziness going on, and we have so many other issues. We have 94 million people out of work in this country. Do you think a majority of those people are trying to figure out whether they're male or female? Or do you think maybe they're trying to figure out where they're going to get their next job? What do you think? I'm going to go calm down so I can finish this story for real. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor,
period.
With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
All right, I got you. Hang loose.
What?
I got you. Hold on. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Michael, you're humming.
No, that must be the Skype, man. I'm doing nothing.
All right, well, we'll do the best we can with it. Otherwise, I may have you call in on your regular phone, but we'll play it out the best we can, seriously. I am Joe Messina. Well, see what we just did there? They already know who's coming on. There's no surprise anymore.
Folks, welcome to...
How's them in the morning, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Let's just pull him on. I mean, you know he's there already. They can't even get funny
about
it.
Folks, welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I really appreciate your time listening, interacting. Please get involved in the chat room. Tweet to us at The Real Side.
That sound is getting worse. Can you dial in?
What's the number?
Oh, really?
I don't know the number.
You know? Oh, God.
Let me give you my number.
No, don't. We're on the air. You want anybody calling you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So what I'll do is I'll Facebook you the phone number, and then we can go from there with it. So hang up, and I'll send this to you right now.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. Isn't live radio wonderful, people? Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I really mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time. And the time you hang out when we have little glitches. That's not really a glitch, I guess, huh? You know, it is what it is. Anyway, yeah, Michael is our libertarian friend here on the show. Michael will always... likes to argue with me, especially about Trump. I know he doesn't listen before he comes on, so we're gonna nail him on Trump. We're gonna nail him on what's going on with Trump right now, and how the polls are showing him winning. Oh, here he is. Hold on. All right, you there now?
Thank you for listening to The Real Side with Joe.
There you go. Much better. Now it only sounds like you're in a shower. All right, so. Here's the deal. Give me some insight here. As we're going to talk about Trump and Hillary, because I don't know how long I'm
going to... We've never done that, but you know what? I refuse to do it. We've never talked about
that
before.
Well, okay, hey, listen.
I'm not sure.
Let me finish up the story that I was talking about, and then we'll go to Trump and Hillary in a second here, okay?
Okay, great.
The state of Massachusetts has decided that it now has the right to tell churches that they have to allow transgenders to use bathrooms there on church grounds, in the church building, and all of that, okay? So there's no longer, the churches no longer have a right now to live out their values and their principles and their scripture. What do you say as a libertarian?
As I say as a libertarian, I do not like the idea of public accommodations under any circumstance. I frankly think that the religious exception thing is a bunch of nonsense. I think if you want to have a church, a bakery, a coffee shop, or whatever, you have the right to serve whom you want and whom you don't want, and the marketplace will or will not deal with that.
Oh, you must be homophobic? Homophobic, yeah. There you go. Because are you saying that a restaurant owner should be allowed not to serve a gay couple?
I think that a restaurant owner, I think that the right of, that you can do business with whom you want. You have the right to your private property, and you can sell it to whom you want with. You can associate with whom you want. But I tell you what, if Joe Messina's Italian diner opens up and has a big sign on the door that says straight Italians only, I'll open up an Italian diner right across the street that says paying customers only. And you'll be out of business. That's the way I look at it. Frankly, I don't like the religious thing because on one hand, we can, you know, this state is like, wait, churches are going to be required to do that. On the other hand, the Westboro Baptist guys will be able to do what they want to do, claiming the exact same sort of religious inspiration. And so then what you've got to do, then you've got to get in the government and the business of what's religious, what's not, what's a firmly held religious belief, or what's a non... I don't want the government getting involved in that at all.
Well, I agree with you there. I don't want the government deciding what's religion and what is it. But, you know, then you get into this... I know, I'm dragging you all around the place. But then you get into this real crazy stuff like Pastafarians, right? I mean, give me a break. We've got these small group of dope-smoking Pastafarians across the country. They want you to take their pictures. They want to go to DMV, and they want the legal right to have a picture taken, then with a colander on their head. I mean, is there a...
And who are you to say that that is not a...
Joe Messina, you called the show, right?
I know, but who are you to say that that is not a deity-inspired, deeply held religious belief, Joe?
Wow. So how much coke do you have to...
Here's the thing, Joe, is that everybody else's religion is crazy except for your own.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. That's not true. That's not true because the religions I don't even agree with or don't understand, Hare Krishna, Buddhists, you got Jews and Muslims. And I mean, I could go down a list of probably 50 different religious beliefs that I don't believe in and I don't even understand, but I perceive that they are, you know, there's scripture to back it up. There's a basis for their belief.
Okay, so you draw what is, in effect, an arbitrary line different than others. And I'm saying that the government should be out of that business altogether. If I own a building, I don't think the government has the right to tell me that I have to have transgender bathrooms or not, regardless of whether my building is housing a place of worship, a bakery, or my own private residence. I don't think that there should be any distinction between those things.
Okay.
You're getting caught up in the firmly held religious belief thing, and I'm saying that if you appeal to a more fundamental right, which is personal property, and the right to do with your property as you will, then now I do realize that that calls into question the entire civil rights law. But I think that the fundamental right completely makes your issue and the potential problems with it unnecessary. If you have a building, the government shouldn't be able to require, unless it is a government building, but if it's a privately owned or corporation or partnership or whatever owned building, the government doesn't have any right to tell anybody what's going on inside it, unless, you know, somebody's being harmed or something like that. You know, physically harmed.
Right.
But I don't like the idea of special rights for protected groups and classes.
Right.
I also don't. The whole idea of religious exemptions to me bothers me, because that means that I can use the exact same defense in my argument that my bakery can avoid being required to have a transgender bathroom, and your argument doesn't allow me to have that same objection.
So you have,
my bakery isn't a church.
Okay. So you have a show every morning, right?
You're just running away from this.
No. See, I'm looking at some of the comments, and so here's how it works. Michael can be reached every morning on his own show. Should you have a question for him about this issue, Michael, how do they get a hold of you in the morning?
Easiest thing to do, and I would love to have a debate conversation with somebody about this. You can start that on my wall at House Rules with Michael Housem on Facebook, or tweet to me at MP House. And I honestly think that if we go with a fundamental property rights issue, it avoids the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, even being a quote unquote religious person myself, I always say that my attitude is I don't want religious exemptions for churches for different reasons. Okay, because now they're all afraid to say anything. They're all afraid to open their mouths about anything. I'm going, get rid of your 501c3, 405, whatever it is that you have. And just and if you truly believe in God, then rely on God for your sufficiency. Put the message out there the way you're supposed to. Then you don't have to worry about any of this garbage. You're done with it.
That's another thing. I think all of the tax exemptions and all of that stuff, all of it should be thrown in the trash can. All of them.
Again, if they do their books right, they could be like other corporations and not pay much in taxes. Okay, let's get over to Hillary and Bill. It's been an exciting week. Guess what? I'm hearing that bumper music. So what we're going to do is we're going to go for a break, and then we come back. We'll only talk about Hillary and Bill. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Michael Housem joins me as he does every week. Don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
GCN Live. Hey, thanks so much for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Jay, you got to send me your email. I mean, send me your regular address so I can send you a coffee mug. It's for free, and I'm just kind of rewarding you for it. Yeah, you're in every night. You interact every night. I really appreciate that more than you know. So, again, I appreciate it. I appreciate the time that you're spending on the in the chat room and that kind of stuff. Michael Hauser joins me, as he does every week. He's our libertarian buddy. I'll stop saying you try to spin me or change me or whatever, but we can definitely say you bring a different perspective to the conversation. Can we not?
We can agree on that.
Okay. See, we found something.
I'm okay with that. I don't like the way you say libertarian. The same way I used to say when I, in the middle of the night, would step on one of my kid Legos in the hallway at 2 o'clock in the morning. The words that would come out of my mouth had the exact same tenor and tone when you say the word libertarian, but that's okay.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, listen, let's talk about Hillary and I almost said Billy, Hillary and Trump. So
okay. We
haven't really talked since last week. So I actually was in front of a group of high school kids today, and they asked me the question about where I was with Hillary, being the staunch Republican I am. I said, well, take me out of the Republican role for a minute. I said, the reason she's taking a nosedive is because she can't find the truth with both hands. You could put it in a paper bag, mark it truth, put it in her hand, she wouldn't know what to do with it. So apparently when she got sick on Sunday, it was heat exhaustion, right? She got overheated. That's all it really was. And then when they realized and they saw those pictures and they said, she was at the doctor Friday. That's right. And she had pneumonia. That's it. She had pneumonia. So apparently she no longer had heat exhaustion. Now she had pneumonia. And then Billy Boy comes out on Tuesday. And what's he say? Why is everybody so upset? People get the flu all the time. So it wasn't heat stroke. It wasn't pneumonia. It was the flu. We went backwards to grab pneumonia. We come forward to get the flu. She's just a lying piece of work. You think this is starting to play?
The problem,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the problem that Hillary has
is the truth.
Well, one of the problems that Hillary has is that she is so secretive and so careful and so guarded, and every word she says has, I got to be incredibly careful to say this correctly and that correctly, and parsing and this and that.
Every word, right?
Every single word, that she could come out and say, you know what, out here in California on the West Coast, the sun has already set. And there's going to be a bunch of people that go, you know what, I don't know about that. You know, I mean, she's so careful and secretive. I mean, look at it this way. We all watched a second plane hit the tower on 9/11, and we know what happened with all of that, yet there are conspiracy theories like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You've got this murky Clinton world where you know nothing about it, so there's all kinds of conspiracies. Is there a body double? Is she actually really sick? Is she dying of Parkinson's and not going to last through tomorrow? Is she totally healthy and just had a cold, and she's struggling through and fighting on because all women work hard when they're sick, unlike men? I mean, you just have absolutely no idea, but the way they go about their lives makes it so easy to go, yeah, it does not tell us.
Well, Michael, you know, I know,
how could you possibly know?
Right.
You know, it was a couple of weeks ago, we were sexist and misogynist, and we were part of a conspiracy for even suggesting that she might be ill. 4 days later, it's, oh, yeah, she's got pneumonia. She does? I can't believe you even pointed that out. That's sexist of you to say.
That's because she's a woman. That's why we did it.
Yeah, she's just right. You know what? She just, you know, both of these candidates, this is the part that kills me. I'm not sure that either party could do worse. I seriously don't. I mean, these two are, both of them, both the Republican and the Democrat Party, have put up two of what should be the easiest nominees for the other party to beat. Imagine this. Imagine if it was Joe Biden right now running against Donald Trump. He'd have 70% approval rate.
Yeah. If she backs now listen, I did some checking, I think it was last week. If she backs out for whatever reason, I was under the impression, because I'm stupid enough to read some of these blogs, that the next person goes right to the VP choice, the candidate. And it doesn't. That the DNC actually has the right to go back, not hold another convention, but they have a right to go back in and convene a committee and choose someone. If they throw Joe Biden in there, the Republicans are going to be in a world of hurt. You know, because there's a lot of Republicans that like Joe Biden.
What's interesting about that, I did the same thing. The Republican process for a similar circumstance is written out and very clear. The Democrat one is far more murky. And you know that there are Democrats sitting around going, there couldn't possibly be an easier candidate to beat than Donald Trump. And grandma is killing it. he's destroying this. It's insane. It truly is amazing. And now, thinking about Biden, and you've got to assume that he would want to have that job.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary, she would have to be magic-darted, stun-gunned, hog-tied, extraordinarily renditioned. And then, you know, USS Enterprise off the face of the earth before she would even consider the possibility.
Michael, let me ask you a question, though. You know, knowing what we know now, because this information, we kind of knew about it, but it's hitting really hard now, about the mishappenings that happen to people to get too close to the Clintons, and you see what's happened to the current AG and how the FBI backed down. And, you know, again, I know you're not into conspiracy stuff, but current speculation is that some of these people were threatened. Knowing all of that, do you think they went to Joe Biden a while back and said, no, 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 you're not running for president?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I didn't realize that we just turned into Alex Jones' show here.
No, no. Listen, come on. Let's just be a little fair and honest about this. Do you really think there wasn't a conversation between Loretta Lynch and Billy Boy Clinton that day they got in the plane? You think that was an accidental meeting?
Oh, absolutely not. Okay. And I think what happened is something along the lines of, hey, so Loretta, what's the deal? And Loretta said something along the lines of, don't worry about it, we got your back. And at some point, some sort of communication was made available to James Comey that said, whatever you come up with, we're doing nothing.
So let me get as close to the racist envelope as I can. So in your little the racist envelope as I can without crossing the line, okay? So in your little white world of the white picket fence, 2.5 kids, the whole nine yards. See, I grew up in a heavy mafia area, all right? And the conversation usually went, here's how it works. Your kid's going to hit my car, all right, so I can get it totaled and get rid of it. And you're not going to say we had this conversation because I know where your other kids go to school. Do you know what I mean? And that's exactly what I believe went down that day. He went in there and he said to her, I don't care what they have. I don't care what's going on. This thing goes away. You understand what I'm saying, Loretta?
I don't think so. I think Bill showed up to inquire as to what was going on. But the knowledge and the assumption and the unspoken pressure was already there. Yeah. Nobody had to, in that mafia comparison that you had, nobody had to warn an unmade guy going to the Don to say, hey, by the way, don't lip off to the Don. It was unspoken. Everybody knew it. It was not something that needed to be said. I think it was far more subtle and assumed than even that. They didn't even need to go as far as threats because it was just a known, absolutely assumed thing.
So before we run out of time, I talked about this earlier a little bit. We'll get your thoughts on this. At the DNC, on the other side of the DNC, Hillary comes out at 8-plus points ahead of Donald, and she's beating him all over the place, right? Even up to a couple of weeks ago, she's beating him all over the place. She spent over, either just under or a little over $150 million in ads in all these states. He's still being, a tightwad, rubbing the two nickels together. The gap has closed tremendously. And everybody has, all the pundits, all the experts say the same thing. After Labor Day is when you really start watching these polls. Well, they have gradually come together. So, are you surprised at all? Honest. Not that you would lie to me. Honest.
Am I surprised by it? Well, given what's happened over the last couple weeks, I think this health thing with her really hurt her. I really think it did. And, it's the fundamental, the only argument for Trump that I can actually not agree with but understand is, hey, you know what? We have no idea what this crazy con man is going to bring, but it's almost certainly going to be at least marginally better than the feat show that Hillary Clinton's going to bring.
Okay, dude.
And I think more and more people are just being aware of that.
Now, you know how this works. You got your own show. We're up against it. Real quick, tell people where to find you.
At MP House or houserules.us or House Rules with Michael Hausman. And the House is H-A-U-S, like my last name.
right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, don't do anything stupid over the weekend. I want you back on Monday. I love having you guys around. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have a safe weekend.